Welcome back to Giants.com. Alongside Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow. It's time to play Fact or Fiction. All right, Paul, here we go. Statement number one. Free safety is the competition to watch on defense during mandatory minicamp.
Well, you know, I think when you're looking at the Giants safety spot, you obviously know that you've got Landon Collins at the strong safety spot, and you know that Andrew Adams played free safety last year and probably has a leg up on the depth chart in terms of who's going to back up either Darian Thompson or Collins. Now, beyond that, if they keep four safeties, that's going to be one heck of a fight. I don't know who that fourth safety is going to be right now. They just signed DiNacho, you know, as a free agent, but that doesn't automatically mean he's on the roster. He still has to compete. Might the Giants keep an extra quarterback instead and decide to only go with three safeties, especially if Mykel Thompson turns out to be on the 53, because we know he can play both. Let's see.
Well, and then Nat Burhe would be another name that I would throw out, perhaps, that they may explore at that position. And other than linebacker, I still think free safety, though, at least on defense, is the position to watch, Paul, because remember, this defense, the starting group, is mostly intact from 2016. Statement number two, Evan Engram will have more targets than Sterling Shepard this coming season.
You know, I don't think so. I think that Engram is going to be a little bit of a rotational player in that I don't think he's going to see every snap. I think you've got a better chance of seeing Sterling Shepard on the field full-time than Evan Engram will. Because, remember, Red Ellison, the tight end signed slash fullback signed from the Vikings, he's going to take some of those tight end snaps away from Engram, especially in short yardage, and maybe even in some early downs. So I'm going to say because Shepard will have more playing time than Engram, he probably will get more targets.
Well, and I would agree with you know, I think most people would say, Paul, with Brandon Marshall in the mix, he may eat away at Shepard's targets. But remember, Shepard was number two on the team in 2016, 105 targets, and he plays out of the slot and built a lot of chemistry with Eli Manning as a rookie. So that is something certainly to watch him build upon in 2017. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Meadow, the latest edition of Giants Fact or Fiction.